Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. This is episode 2, 3 ways to replace your corporate paycheck before you make the leap to entrepreneur. This is for you if you want to test the waters before you dive in to see if your big idea will work and if you have the chops to run your own business. Hello, my friend. It's Deb Boulanger here, and it's great to have you back again. Or maybe you're listening for the first time, so welcome. Life After Corporate is your ultimate guide to making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur without burning through your savings or bootstrapping yourself back into a job. So today we're exploring 3 different paths you can take to launch a business because some of you might want to explore a little and create more of a plan and feel a little bit more prepared before you take the leap. Mind you, that's not what I did. I happened to have jumped in with both feet, even though I had a choice to stay employed. I was just simply burnt out. I wanted more balance in my life. I wanted more control over my time. I had a lot of personal things going on at the time. And if you haven't listened to episode number 1, you can go back and do that. It's where I talked about entrepreneurship as the new feminist movement, where women are taking control of what they spend their time doing, balancing their lives, making an impact through their work, where there's no glass ceiling and it's your automatic ticket to the C-suite. So entrepreneurship is right for many women. It's not right for everyone. So in this episode, we'll explore the 3 paths to entrepreneurship so that you can see which path is right for you. Because today, anyone can be an entrepreneur. And if you want to make more of an impact with your work, or if you feel like you're aging out of the corporate workforce and you want something that's productive and continues to earn you an income, or whether you see a bigger path for you, if you see a 7- or 8-figure business in your future, any path is the right path as long as it's the right path for you. And as long as you can find a unique value proposition where you can actually make money. And we'll talk about products and services and pricing in future episodes. In my mind, all services are products, and all services need to be packaged and treated and priced as if they're products. So we'll talk more about that later. So can anyone become an entrepreneur with a solid idea and enough money to prove it? So how can you get started, my friend? Let's talk about the 3 different paths to starting your own business and finding out if entrepreneurship is right for you. Some have more risk than others, but in general, the higher the risk, the higher the commitment that you're going to have in making it work. So let's dive in. And this will be good review for you too if you have already launched a business and maybe you're struggling with growth. There could be one step along this path that you've missed, that if you go back and you kind of fill in that gap, that you'll get more momentum and you'll be able to make more money and make more of an impact. So the first path to entrepreneurship is the side hustle. And if maybe you already have a side hustle, maybe you know someone with a side hustle, this is where you start working in your area before you actually take the leap. And this could be you if you're a health coach, a life coach, executive coach, leadership coach, where you've gotten a certification and you're starting to work with clients and developing a practice on the side. Now, you're not full in. You probably have some thoughts and feelings about jumping full in. Usually there's a little bit of fear about replacing your corporate paycheck. So the side hustle starts with a passion, and maybe it's your certification or your credential that has led you to think, this would be fun. I'd love to not only just incorporate this in the work that I'm doing in the corporate world, but I'd love to start a business and do this myself. Or maybe you're volunteering at something and it feels energizing for you and you'd like to do more of it and make more of an impact. Or you see a gap in the market, and this is really important. I always talk about, in the next episode, we'll go more into the whole series of how do you build a solid foundation for your business. And the very, very first piece of it is to find a gap in the market, right? So if you don't solve a problem with your service, you'll have a really hard time selling it. So people don't buy unless it's really uncomfortable where they are. And this is true whether you're selling to corporations or you're selling to individuals, because corporations are made up of individuals who make emotional decisions and they're trying to solve problems for the company. So you're always tapping into the problem when you develop a service and identifying how much that problem is worth solving to your ideal client. So, like I said, we'll unpack more of that in future episodes when we build the business foundations for how do you build a solid, solid business model. So you see a gap in the market. It's a problem that needs solving, and you know you have the idea and you have the skills to solve it. The other benefit of the side hustle, that it helps you build confidence in your skills because you're trying things out and you're likely succeeding, and that confidence will build on itself. Confidence works to give you more courage to make bolder moves down the line, allows you to test the waters. It feels good. It feels good having this outlet doing something that you're passionate about. It allows you to build some momentum. Maybe you're taking on an assignment on the side, or you're working with a few private clients as individuals. Maybe you've launched a group course or program, or you're running a retreat, or there's some transformative experience that you're giving your clients. It could be a corporate workshop. But the bottom line is, it's something that you can do in your spare time. And that's the trick, right? So the cons of the side hustle is that you're doing these things in your spare time, and it might be bringing in a little extra income, but it's not quite enough income for you to actually make the leap and dive all in. And this takes time. It takes time out of your schedule. It takes dedication. You have to prioritize yourself. You have to prioritize working on your side hustle. And if you are in a really demanding job, if you have big responsibilities and you already have a demanding schedule, and doubly hard if you have a family at home and you're trying to balance work and family life, and triply hard if you're a single mom with kids at home. So the side hustle isn't for everyone, because in order to make it work, business is consuming. It's time consuming, and you need to be able to spend the time working on your business in order for it to be a success. Because if you don't make time to do the work, then there's this little psychological thing that happens that said, oh, I tried, it didn't work. But did you really try? Did you really give it a full out try? And is there still potential for you to succeed, but you just weren't really able to give it the time and dedication and focus that it took to really make it work? And this is especially important if you are a certified coach or you are a consultant that is entering a crowded market. It's important that you spend some time up front differentiating your own value proposition, because you're emerging into a sea of people that look, smell, and sound just like you. So how is your ideal client going to be able to look at you and say, that's my coach, that's my leader, that's my consultant, that's who I want to work with? So it's important to spend some time, whether you're doing it as a side hustle or not, to be able to test your big idea to make sure you can differentiate your value before you spend a lot of time and money and energy marketing yourself out to the world. And I know we'll talk about this in future episodes, but you don't need a website. The first thing you do is not to build a website. In fact, When I work with clients in the launch lab, the website is the last thing you actually do because right now you don't know enough. You don't know enough about your clients. You don't know enough about your value to go out there and be building a website. So the other downside of the side hustle is it takes the longest of all three approaches. So if you're working at it and you're working at your job, then you're delaying the time it takes to actually get your idea out there and sold in the market. And the challenge with the side hustle is that I've never really seen anyone pass that point in the curve where they were earning enough money through their side hustle that they could just segue over, right? And that's everyone's dream. Everyone thinks, well, I'll work on my side hustle. And when my side hustle starts to equal my corporate paycheck, then I'll leap. And I don't know. I mean, you can write to me if you've ever seen that happen or if that's been your experience. In my experience, I've never seen anyone hit that level of revenue as a side hustle and then be able to leap over. So manage your mindset. Decide if a side hustle is going to get you to where you need to be and if you can actually spend the time it takes and devote the time it takes to develop your big idea. So the second path is to test first, then leap. And this is where you take your big idea and you hone it while you're getting paid. So it's not like you're actually working in your business. You're not delivering the product or service, but you're working on your business. You're figuring out, what is my secret sauce? What is that problem I want to solve? How am I going to test out that big idea? How do I package and price it? And how do I reverse engineer that revenue model? And when you have a clear path to the cash and you can take that number, that big number, and voice that number, write it down, and reverse engineer a path to getting there, that gives you more confidence. So the testing your big idea is your path to getting the confidence to know, hey, I'm really onto something here. I've tested it out in the market. People are responding well to it. I know how to message around it. I know how to package it. I know how to price it. And now I have the confidence to make the leap. So this makes leaping easier, because you hit the ground running as soon as you start your business. Now, there are some cons to this approach as well, even though it's faster than the side hustle, because typically testing out your big idea can happen as quickly as, 3 months. It could be 3 months between the time that you decide to test out your big idea until the time that you're ready to make the leap. But like the side hustle, it takes time, and you need to be sure that you can balance work life, family life, and the accelerated testing phase, that you actually have time on your calendar. And God bless you if you have enough time during your day job that you can carve out to do this testing phase too. That's great. If you're working from home, then maybe you can take out a couple of hours every day and work on your business. It also takes a little bit of investment in infrastructure, maybe some minimal technology, but nothing too extreme. We're not talking about tens of thousands of dollars in investment to do out this testing phase. And you may find out at the end of these 3, 4, 5, 6 months that your big idea isn't going to work. And yay, we've found out in 3, 4, 5, 6 months that the big idea isn't going to work. So we celebrate that in the launch lab. When someone has an idea and they go through their testing phase and it's not going to work, then wow, you have saved yourself so much heartache and frustration in trying something that simply wasn't going to work, and then feeling bad about yourself that you weren't earning any money or burning through your savings. So when you find out that what you thought was a good idea actually isn't going to fly, that's time to do a happy dance, because you have not spent a whole lot of time and money wasted in trying out something that wasn't going to work. So celebrate those little failures, but because they help shape your new ideas that will work. So are you ready for path number three? And this is the path that I took. I don't necessarily recommend it for everyone, but it is very effective. It works if you have a cushion. If you have some financial investments, some monies that you have put aside for this purpose that you can lean on. And this is the leap first path. So the pros are, is that you know from the start that you're all in. If you have a mortgage to pay or rent to pay and food to get on the table, you are highly motivated to getting your big idea out there, finding your clients, overcoming your introverted nature, overcoming your fear of speaking in public, and actually getting out there and making something happen. And by the way, if you feel like selling is icky, then either find someone to sell for you, get over it, or stay in your job. Because selling your services is part of this entire entrepreneurial journey. Most of the entrepreneurs I know, whether they're solopreneurs or running small businesses, they are the face of the brand. They're out there, they're speaking, they're selling. They are the ones delivering the messages that bring in their ideal clients. So you know from the start that you're all in. You already see a gap in the market. You know that you have the skills to solve that problem. You have the financial cushion to fall back on. You have developed some path to get your clients to from where they are to where they want to be. And whether you call that a framework, a methodology, a system, a process, doesn't matter. There's something that gets them from point A to point B to where they want to be. And you can monetize that. You know how to package it. You can price it. You can communicate the value of doing business with you. This accelerates your learning. You already know you have the time to take. You have the time to invest. You're 100% committed to making this happen. You have flexibility in your time. And you've also prioritized developing the relationships that are going to make it happen for you. So I highly recommend whichever path you take that you get a coach. You need someone who has been there, done that, can show you the ropes, can save you a lot of pain from going down the wrong path or trying something that won't work. And there's something that I tell my clients all the time, we'll do an episode on it. It's called doing the right thing at the wrong time. So once you jump all in and you are full-time entrepreneur, suddenly on your Facebook and Instagram feeds and LinkedIn, you'll find all these courses and mastermind programs that you can join, and with promises of how to launch your course and how to be a $1 million consultant and how to get 10,000 Instagram followers and grow your business, a $1 million business on Instagram. And I'm sure they all have fabulous information. They're important skills to have, just not now. Right now, the most important thing is that you get your hustle on. You get your hustle on, you get your messages down, you get in front of your ideal clients, you find where they're hanging out, you have a coach, maybe you have a mastermind group that you belong to, people who know, like, and trust you, who are helping you grow your business, who are referral partners for you, and they are referring people to you. It's great to partner with someone who shares your ideal client and does something that's complementary to you, right? So doesn't compete, but they're complementary, and you can do things together. You can offer workshops together, and you can become referral partners for one another. It's also important to join communities. So in New York City, which is my community, I am a leader in the Elevate Network, which is a global community of women leaders. I run the entrepreneur chapter for Elevate. I'm also a member of Luminary, which is another community of female founders. So these two communities give me a platform. They give me a platform for connecting to my ideal clients on a regular basis. And I'm serving. I am sharing my knowledge. I'm doing workshops. I'm speaking. I am pouring into my communities to really raise the level of everyone in the community, to help everyone be more successful. And it's an inevitable outcome of that I get clients. So where are your communities? Where are you hanging out? Where are you being seen and heard? Because part of this is actually getting your hustle on. And the more successful you are, the more widely you're known, the less you have to hustle. You know, I also have a couple of weeks a month where I'm working from home in my fuzzy slippers, and I'm recording podcasts for you. And it allows me to work on my business, to focus on strategy. So the other thing is, and we'll talk in later episodes about how do you really prioritize your time? How do you prioritize your time? How do you block your tasks and things like that? So clearly I have so much to share, but let me keep to the task at hand here. So those are all the good things about jumping in and making the leap. You have the time it takes to spend with a coach. You have the time it takes to spend with your communities. You can form or belong to a mastermind group. So you're leaping first and you're figuring out things as you go. And it gives you the gift of time to iterate, figure out what works, what doesn't, and analyze and fine tune on a continual basis. So there's some cons, right? So there's a big downside to taking the leap, and that is it has the highest stakes, right? The highest financial stake of all three strategies. And it's also the most rewarding when you get it right. So when you hit that threshold where you've replaced your corporate paycheck, when your business is profitable, when you're able to return money into the business and hire people and grow, it's super, super satisfying. The downside is you also have time to waste on the wrong things, you know, to do that bright, shiny object thing and do the right thing at the wrong time. And you can burn through your cash really quickly just because it's there. So one of the mistakes I made was I would have reduced my standard of living sooner. I wouldn't still have been going out to eat and traveling as much as I had when I had my corporate job or shopping as much. I would have really pared down my standard of living a little bit so that cash can last as long as possible. And you might be asking, how much cash do I need? And I'd say a minimum of a year. I really think a minimum of a year and 18 months if you can squeeze it out. So perhaps, you know, you test your big idea, you start making some sacrifices now when you're still employed and start socking that money away and give yourself an 18 month to even 2 year runway to just augment what you're bringing in the door. Because for most of the people who leap, there's no going back. Once you get a taste of this life, once you get a taste of the ultimate freedom for how you spend your time, once you are a purpose-driven entrepreneur and you are making an impact on the world or making an impact in individuals, no matter how big or small an impact that is, it is so intrinsically gratifying that you'll do almost anything to just make it work. And because it is so intense, it will also kick up all your stuff. So all of your psychology. So if you've ever had imposter syndrome or you've ever felt like I'm not good enough, if you doubt that you can be successful or will be successful, or if you're easily confused and have trouble making decisions, or you procrastinate, or you have perfectionist tendencies, they will be highlighted in spades as you go down this entrepreneurial journey. So it becomes critically important that you become a master of your mindset. In fact, we'll do a future series of 3 or 4 episodes of Life After Corporate that really focus on mastering your inner game. It's so important that you learn how to dance with fear and not let it hold you back. Because this is your opportunity. It's like massive self-growth, right? Massive self-growth when you leap in and you make a commitment to entrepreneurship and you make a commitment to your ideal clients and you make a commitment to your own success. So you got to take control out of that stuff that's happening between your ears, baby. So did you grab that guide I mentioned in our last episode? If you didn't, then you might want to give it a go. It's 9 questions. It's really thoughtful questions. So go grab a journal. As you probably have guessed, I'm very low on hype and I'm really high on value. I am a truth teller. I call it like it is. So I have some really mindful questions for you to ask yourself if entrepreneurship is the right path for you. And you can go grab that guide. It's at thegreatdoover.com/9. thegreatdoover.com/9. We'll put the link in the show notes. Highly recommend you download that. When you download that, you are giving me your email address. You'll be on our list and you will get advance notice of some of the free trainings I do, which is, you know, like how to test your big idea, how to find the gap in the market, how to get your first six figures, things like that. So love to have you in our community. And if this is a yes for you, if entrepreneurship is a path that you want to take, go into it with your eyes wide open and focused on the reality of what you're about to take on. It's best not to be too overly optimistic or too overly pessimistic. You don't need to make it perfect. You just need proof that your big idea has legs. And you've got this. I've got your back. Let's just go make it happen. If you like this episode, please give us a review on iTunes. I so appreciate you and would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.